Hold up. What was that? Boring. No flavor. That was as bad as those leftovers you ate all week. Keke Palmer here. And it's time to say hello to something fresh and guilt-free. HelloFresh. Jazz up dinner with pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Now that's music to my mouth. HelloFresh. Let's get this dinner party started. Discover all the delicious possibilities at HelloFresh.com.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news! Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Welcome to Spark.
We tell true stories.
We tell them live.
And we tell them across the UK.
This story was told by David.
At our night in the Ritzy at Brixton.
When the theme was strangers.
Hello. So, I was in the tomb of Jesus Christ in Jerusalem. You know, when you're in Jerusalem, you're just kind of like, oh, Abrahamic faith, yes! And I was in the tomb of Jesus Christ, me and these two weeping Orthodox women. And I'm sat there, and I'm not religious, but I was like, I'm here. So I'm like, God, babe, hi. Hi. Listen, you know, I'm not religious. I'm not religious at all. I think you know that. I presume you know that. Omniscient, all that. I've been feeling really spiritual recently. I've been feeling very spiritual. And if you have any faith for me, even if you just kind of want to like recommend me for one of the other ones, please do. Like, please do. I'm really up for that at this moment in time. And maybe he heard me, because 2 days later, I did get a sign that somebody had heard me in the form of my boyfriend dumping me. Thank you. Thank you very much, Room of Strangers. That was really charming. And the reason why this felt like it might be a sign is because meeting Simon had very much felt like a moment of intelligent design. He had seen me. He'd been on a bus going to Vauxhall. I'd been in a park faffing about with a statue with some friends. And I'd been walking past this burger restaurant that he was inside when he ran out and he grabbed me. And he said, I saw you on a bus. You were with some statues. Are you a performance artist? And I was like, no, but you know exactly how to get me interested. If you say I look like a performance artist, I'm there. So we had this sort of incredible moment, this moment where this man I'd never met before was being very complimentary, and I got that kind of those butterflies you get kind of in between stomach and pelvis. And I was like, gonna jump his bones. It's gonna happen. So got his number. And I remember just walking to the restaurant. I was with a couple of my flatmates at the time, and I was just like, this could not have been a more perfect moment. Because London can feel very lonely when you're single, and I'd had a stream of terrible, terrible boyfriends all across many continents. People who'd gone to rehab, who'd been accessories for murder, who'd abandoned me to raise feral cats for their next video art project. And this man had just come up to me, and I was like, this is a sign that I don't have to go on terrible dates anymore. This is this wonderful man who wants to talk to me, and it was incredible. And we went on our first date that night. It was just wonderful. He was a Janet Jackson fan. I was a Janet Jackson fan. It's rare to find them in the queer community. We're few and far between. And it was just amazing. We had sort of a brief encounter, send off at the train station on the way home. I was Celia Johnson, obviously. And it was just phenomenal. And we dated for a while longer, and it was incredible. And I mean, you already know how it ends. I've already spoiled that for you. But at one moment, I remember talking to him and just being like, "So, what exactly is wrong with you? Can't really find that out at this moment in time." And he was like, "Well, to be honest with you, this isn't something that's wrong with me, but I haven't told you about it yet. I am HIV positive, but undetectable." And I was like, "You know what? I'm gonna be a strong figure in my community, and I'm gonna not care, because we shouldn't. It shouldn't be a problem." You know, it would help if the NHS would allow us to use Truvada. Political statement. Thank you. But I was fine with it. It wasn't a problem for me. And we keep dating, and it's going wonderfully. It's a good time. His flat's a bit of a mess, but we can overlook that. when they have chest tattoos. We can overlook anything for a chest tattoo. And then it all kind of ends. It all comes crashing down while I'm in Israel, because why not? And it's just kind of like, oh, okay, sure. And I sort of take a couple of days to chill, and then I send him that wonderfully chill relationships over message, just being like, hey, how are you doing? I don't know. It's been like a week. Like, I've not even thought about you at all. Like, how are you doing? Are you fine? Yeah, that's great. That's cool. Oh my god, you're good. Oh, that's great. Okay, now I'm amazing. Like, I'm amazing. Like, my life's amazing. No, it's fine. And we had that brief little conversation. I knew he didn't hate me, but then this is sort of getting up towards Christmas, and there was this incredible silence from him, which felt very odd. And I kept sort of messaging him. We only had WhatsApp. He had Facebook. We weren't friends. That felt like too far a step. He had no other form of social media. So we get to Christmas, and I'm just like, oh my god. I send him a message drunkenly, angry. Why have I not heard from him? And the next day, I hadn't heard anything from him. And so, in a fit of hysteria, I Google him out of no idea what else to do. And I find a GoFundMe page for his funeral. Thank you. That was what I did on Boxing Day when I was like, what? What? So I donate some money to the funeral. I don't really know what to do. I'm just sort of like, I've never met anybody you know. You never met anybody I knew. Here's £15 for a funeral. But I get in contact with his best friend and his ex, and we get talking. And it turns out that he had died of a heart attack, which had not, again, chest tattoos. He's pretty hench. Like, this is not a guy I was expecting it from. And then it turned out from his ex-boyfriend that he had a meth addiction that had caused it. And obviously that is a terrible shame for him and for people like him who get in that situation. But when you're going through a loss like this, where you only find out through Google, you do kind of become very selfish about it. It does become very, why me? And especially after my encounter with God in Jerusalem and this moment where I felt like this was a very fated encounter, not necessarily the man of my dreams, but like a nice, not terrible thing. And you sort of think, why did this happen to me? Like, why did this series of events occur to me? And, you know, you're walking up through West Norwood Cemetery up to a crematorium to stand at the coffin of a man you met 3 months ago with his family who you don't know. And you're just like, why? Like, why? But afterwards, I was talking to his ex-boyfriend, the boyfriend who had told me about the meth addiction, and he was not a nice man. He was a bit of a dick. But we were talking, and he was like, you know, it means a lot that you were here. You didn't really know him. I don't know you. It means a lot that you're here. But he told me, just before the two of you would have met, that he thought he had the energy in him for one last love, and I think that was probably you. Which was amazing to hear in its own weird way in a leather bar in Vauxhall where the wake was taking place. So anyway, I've thought so much about this, and I am wrapping up. I do apologize for going over, but I thought about this a lot afterwards. I was like, this moment was so fated, and this end is so chaotic. Like, what does that mean when, like, star-crossed lovers end like this? Like, this isn't how it's supposed to end. There's supposed to be a very strict five-act structure. And I then realized that it really just doesn't mean anything except to be able to tell this story, because there are, I'm sure, many people in this world who have equally lost people in ludicrous circumstances similar to this one. And so I can only really tell it because if you know anybody who has ever been through this circumstance, they really need to hear from you that it doesn't matter that it doesn't matter. And thank you. Cheers.
For more true stories
and to attend a live event,
head to stories.co.uk.
Ever catch yourself eating the same flavorless dinner 3 days in a row? Dreaming of something better? Well, HelloFresh is your guilt-free dream come true, baby. It's me, Keke Palmer. Let's wake up those taste buds with hot, juicy pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Mm. Hello Fresh. Stop dreaming of all the delicious possibilities and dig in at HelloFresh.com. Let's get this dinner party started.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.